Players Championship, slow progress on PGA Tour live deal and slow play dominate Sawgrass agenda, BBC Sport, date modified colon 2025-03-12T06-1339.361Z, description colon while negotiations aimed at reunifying men's golf grind to a halt, the PGA Tour is taking steps to speed up play, writes Ian Carter, dot. Slow progress and slow play lead PGA Tour's agenda, image source, Getty Images. Image caption, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan met with LIV counterpart Yasir Al-Rumayyan and U.S. President Donald Trump last month, Ian Carter, BBC golf correspondent at Sawgrass, published, 5 hours ago, 111 comments, the Players Championship 2025 venue, TPC Sawgrass date, 13-16 mar coverage, live radio and text commentaries of the third and fourth rounds. Follow and listen on the BBC Sport website, app, 5 Sports Extra and BBC Sounds from 19:30 GMT on March 15 and from 1800 hours on March 16. While negotiations aimed at reunifying men's golf grind to a halt, the PGA Tour is taking steps to speed up play. Commissioner Jay Monahan's State of the Union news conference, before this week's Players' Championship here at Sawgrass, made clear that eradicating slow play has become more of a priority than ever before for a circuit that has always indulged slow coaches. But this, the Tour's marquee tournament, will again be played in the shadow of the ongoing split brought about by the arrival in 2022 of the breakaway LIV Tour. This year's Players will play out in the absence of the reigning U.S. Open champion. Last year the Masters winner was missing and in 2023 there was no title defense. This, of course, is because Bryson DeChambeau, John Rahm, and Cameron Smith all play on LIV. Their absence from the PGA Tour is felt more keenly this week than any other. The old debate as to whether the Players is the fifth major is no longer relevant and will not be until the game reunifies. Here we have the most stark imperative for a deal to be done with LIV's Saudi backers. An agreement, though, is not imminent. Monahan reiterated that no follow-up meetings are in the diary after the recent White House gathering with the Saudi Public Investment Fund's Governor Yasir Al-Rumayyan ended without settlement. We appreciate Yasir's innovative vision, Monahan said. And we can see a future where we welcome him onto our board and work together to move the global game forward. As part of our negotiations, we believe there's room to integrate important aspects of LIV Golf into the PGA Tour platform. We're doing everything that we can to bring the two sides together. Monahan added that while his organization has removed some hurdles, others remain. In other words, something has to give to end the stalemate, hurdles in PGA LIV deal, but Trump bolstering talks, published 17 hours ago, and no matter how hard the golf media tried, the commissioner flat-batted every inquiry as to how that might be achieved. Monahan does not play verbal baseball, every non-answer dictated by the delicate nature of golf's future. Where he was more forthcoming, was an acceptance, at long last, that men's professional golf has a problem with slow play. It seems steps are being taken where the biggest offenders will start to be named and shamed. We've committed to addressing the speed of play, Monahan said as he announced working group recommendations that will be implemented to try to erase one of the sport's biggest blights. We will begin publishing speed of play-related statistics later this season, he added. From April 14, testing will begin on the PGA Tour's feeder circuits to impose stroke penalties on the slowest golfers. Monahan also confirmed that the use of range finders will be allowed at tournaments between next month's Masters and the US PGA Championship in May to see whether this improves round times. We're listening to our fans and we're responding, and clearly this is something where they would like to see improvement, the commissioner said. I think there's a real commitment from players across the board to make certain that we're doing everything that we possibly can to improve, and these three steps are just a start. This is a marked shift from an organization that for decades insisted that slow play was not a problem. The rival LIV circuit has imposed stroke penalties on slow coaches and now the PGA Tour is starting to respond. I look at this as a very positive development, Monahan insisted. I think it's pretty telling that when you've got 6 player directors that sit on our boards, and you've got 16 members of our player advisory council, that there's a lot of shaking of heads and there's an understanding that this is an area where we need to improve. Two-time major winner Colin Morikawa says publishing data that shows which players are quicker than others, thereby identifying the slowest, is a good idea. I don't know why you wouldn't want it to be released, said the 2021 Open winner. You just have to start giving guys actual penalties, whether it be strokes or FedEx Cup, point deductions. What I've learned is that monetary fines are useless. Morikawa added, what is there to hide, right? If you're slow, you know you're slow. I mean, if you don't know, then there's an issue. To me, there's no issue with letting it out. It's only going to make things better because then you're either going to have a target on you, put a little more pressure and hopefully you pick it up, or you get penalized. It's very simple. WSPGA Championship winner Justin Thomas agrees that publicly revealing which players are the slowest will have a beneficial effect. Nobody wants to be known as that, said the US Ryder Cup star. I'm the first to admit I'm on the slow side of players. It bothers me, but I've talked to many officials about it, like I want to know why I'm slow because obviously the first thing that any slower player thinks is that they're not slow. Fans will surely welcome such long-awaited initiatives to improve pace of play on the game's biggest tour. But those awaiting some kind of resolution that brings the game back together are still left playing the waiting game. Related topics, golf, comments cannot be loaded. To load comments you need to enable JavaScript in your browser, view comments 111, top stories, live. Reaction to Liverpool's Champions League exit to PSG, the best game I've ever been involved in, slot on PSG defeat, published 4 hours ago. Switch to center definitely on the cards, Freeman, published 5 hours ago, elsewhere on the BBC, Frank Skinner's panel game show of reviews is back, an explosive Agatha Christie murder mystery, energetic dance tunes to get you moving, Helen Fielding on how Bridget Jones's diary came to be, elsewhere in sport, this guy's mega, how Norris developed into world title contender, Nunez not to blame, but you felt his miss carried more weight. Rugby family inspires me to be as good as them, Tuipulotu, Man Utd's new stadium, 11 key questions, Squares is back. Play BBC Sports new Champions League game, does Verstappen fear Russell but not Norris? F1 Q&A, the 100 draft, who should each team target, Lions watch, Kinghorn and Chesham star but Lawrence injury blow, from almost quitting football to Ballon d'Or hope, Rafinha's rebirth. Club is in period of change, Ratcliffe. Video club is in period of change, Ratcliffe. England had Italy on the ropes but didn't recreate French demolition job. Some Man Utd players not good enough and overpaid. What would success look like? Key questions for Hamilton at Ferrari. 5 talking points from round 4 of Six Nations. England shine in the sun but Cardiff cauldron awaits. Driver changes. Weather. Form in testing. Guide to F1's season opening race, does cricket risk apathy if status quo continues, Ingebrigtsen a great but George will have his time, Danny Mills on Suns 3,000m silver. Video Ingebrigtsen a great but George will have his time, Danny Mills on Suns 3,000m silver, when could Liverpool seal Premier League title, dominant France win ends Ireland's Grand Slam hopes. Video dominant France win ends Ireland's Grand Slam hopes, home news sport business innovation culture travel earth video live, terms of use about the BBC privacy policy cookies accessibility help parental guidance contact the BBC BBC emails for you advertise with us, copyright 2025 BBC. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking. window __web_app_config_equals window __initial_data_data_global_navigation country equals it and language equals ENGB and service equals commercial backslash colon backslash name backslash colon backslash global navigation backslash comma backslash props backslash colon backslash country backslash colon backslash it backslash comma backslash language backslash colon backslash ENGB backslash comma backslash service backslash colon backslash commercia.